If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM, let's create.
For so many people, living with an autoimmune condition like myasthenia gravis or chronic inflammatory demyelinating polyneuropathy, the emotional toll can be as real as the physical symptoms. That's why, in an all-new season of Untold Stories, Life with a Severe Autoimmune Condition from Ruby Studio and Argenix, host Martine Hackett will get to the heart of the emotional journey for individuals living with these conditions. To find community and inspiration on your journey, listen now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay, and you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better act. Hat on, suit on, looking like a dapper dog, giving a mic. Dress like a million bucks, diamond things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Everybody out there listening to me, mm-hmm. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together. Oh, oh, oh. Steve Harvey, where you know? Oh, listen. Steve Harvey, why don't you join me?
Yeah.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show.
Today, I want to just share something with you along your way to wherever it is you're trying to get to. You know, everybody has a different definition for success. And I'm not here to tell you what yours should be. I mean, please pursue whatever you think success is. Aim as high as you can, though. That's for sure. My father used to say all the time, I'm sure you all have heard it in different variations, but he used to always say, aim for the moon. Just in case you miss, you'll still be amongst the stars. He'd say that to me all the time. So that always was in me to aim high. Now, he wasn't saying aim with the intent to miss. He was just saying aim. In case you miss, you'll still be amongst the stars. If you aim for the moon. But if you just aim for that first floor window and you miss it, you know, usually run into some type of wall and nothing happens. You slither down. You know, in my book, Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man, I told people that men love three ways. They profess, they provide, they protect. And that's the core essence of a man's love. Well, there's some other P's in life, too. The number one thing you have to understand about trying to be successful, and I guess I call this the four P's. I may come up with five along the way. I don't know. I'm just talking as it's given to me. So I'm going to start by saying that these are the four P's of success that you have to get ready for. Number one is pressure. A lot of it is applied by the circumstance of what you're trying to go for and what you're trying to do. But a lot of it also is self-imposed pressure. It's what you put on yourself to make it. It's a sense of urgency. It's a sense of necessity. But pressure is the first thing I want you to be ready for. And pressure comes in a lot of different forms. But it's going to be pressure. There's an old saying that pressure busts a pipe. See, that's why most people turn around, because of the pressure of trying to be successful. I want you to get it in your mind that it is going to be a pressurized situation on your rise to the top. Pressure. But understand that that is what it is. It's not going to change. That's it. Prepare yourself. Get ready for there to be pressure. The second thing I want you to understand is when you receive this pressure, you have to persist. You got to stay at it. You got to develop a doggedness. there's a song out that says, why must I feel like that? Why must I chase the cat? Nothing but the dog in me. That's a funny line in that song, because really I was thinking about it one day. I was humming it and it occurred to me, said, why must I feel like that? Why must I chase the cat? Nothing but the dog in me. And, you know, now you could take it in the literal sense that cat chases the dog, because it's innately, it's in his spirit that cats and dogs are a lot of times enemies. Now, people have pets and have proven that if you show love on both sides, they can exist. And that happens too. But naturally, innately, when your cat goes by a dog and your dog don't recognize him, there's some barking going on. I'm talking about just walking through the neighborhood or something. So, but the reason that this dog is so persistent towards this cat is just because it's in him. It's innately in him. And what I'm saying to you, just using that as an analogy, is that you got to be persistent in that you got to develop some dog in you now, because pressure takes some fighting back. See, if you don't fight back against pressure, pressure busts a pipe. So what you think it'll do to you? Pressure crack walls. Pressure causes explosions. So if you don't fight back to hold it in, You understand? Pressure does most people in. The simple thing called pressure. The weight of what it feels like to want to be successful every single day, over and over and over and over and over. It's just too much pressure. People crack. You got to persist. You have to persist. You can, the thought of giving up can come, but you got to get it out. You got to persist. The next thing I want you to think about is another something that I've been thinking about for years and learned for years. It's called perseverance. To persist means to insist. Key word in persist is insist. You must insist that this is going to happen. Now, the persist, I'm assuming, means it's a proaction. It's some type of proaction that you go towards it to make it, you know, persist. You got to be persistent. You got to be constantly at it. Insisting that it happens, you got to be constantly at it. But the next thing I want you to remember is perseverance. Perseverance is important. Perseverance means that when you've done your best, when you've persisted, when you're fighting back against the pressure, perseverance simply means I'm going to hang in here. If a crack come in the pipe, I'm going to hang in there. If the pipe bust, I'm going to keep going. If I got to put duct tape, mud, whatever I got to put on this thing, man, I'm going to use perseverance. I'm going to stay with it no matter what. So we looking at the three things again. You got to understand that it's going to be pressure, that you're going to have to persist. Key word in persist is insist. You have to insist that no matter what the pressure is, I'm going to stay with it. But then perseverance, if it goes wrong, man, you got to get in there and keep fighting. But then, Lord have mercy, nothing helps you handle the three P's better than the fourth P. You got to pray. You got to use prayer. You got to talk to God. You got to use faith. You got to have some conferences with him late at night, early in the morning, in the middle of the afternoon, when you're on the train, when you're driving. You got to talk to God, man. You got to get yourself some help along the way. Nothing is bigger than prayer. There is nothing bigger than prayer. Prayer will help you overcome the pressure. Prayer will help you stay persistent. And Lord have mercy, prayer will help you persevere. Them is the four P's. God gave that to me. I'm passing it on.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
NPR has a new collection of podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy and resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country they reflect. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
I've got sunshine, hey, on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I got the month of May. Well, I guess you say, what can make me feel this way? My response is, my girl. What you talking about, Steve? I'm talking about my girl. Who? My girl. That goes for everybody. Welcome to the Steve Harvey Morning Show, y'all. Popped it off just like that. The components of this show is Shirley Strawberry, the wonderful Carla Farrell, the girl out of Mississippi, Monica, that junior, Keel Spates, the legend that is Nephew Tommy, and of course, yours truly. Ladies and gentlemen, we are here. Junior, what's on your mind today?
Uncle, let me ask you something now. We got to get this right, because when we reconvene on Monday, it's the big day. It's going to be Valentine's Day. Could you please go through a series of do's and don'ts for these men? Because the game is on Sunday, and Valentine's Day is the very next day.
Well, I have told y'all, be warned, fellas. Be warned. You have to create the appearance that Valentine's Day is more important than that damn Super Bowl. Now, I know in your eyes it ain't. I know in your heart it ain't. I know this. But I am telling you, because the NFL has added that extra game, it has moved Super Bowl back a week. Now it's all up in Valentine's Day. This is a trick. You have got to make
it's a setup.
Valentine's Day. I'm telling you, man, the NFL, man, they messed they self up. Because who is the NFL? A bunch of damn men with their stupid ass. So now, listen to me. You have got to make Valentine's Day appear bigger than the Super Bowl. How I'm going to do that, Steve? I don't know. I just know you got to do it. I don't give a damn what you got to do because there's too many particulars out here. But all this effort you putting into these Super Bowl parties, you got to put that same effort into the next day. Now, see, a lot of y'all have shot your budget on this Super Bowl match. I told you because you didn't think this out because you got all this money going into the Super Bowl party. And see, you can't do no tricky stuff like I was going to suggest that you do something real romantic at halftime in front of everybody for your girl. But you can't this year because this is about one of the damn near biggest halftime shows because you cut Dr. Dre, Snoop, Mary J. Blige, and Eminem off. And everybody at your house going to have a problem with your ass, probably including your wife or girl. So now you don't have that to do. And you can't do nothing after the game because you're going to be tired and y'all got to clean the house up. I am warning you, this could be one of the best disastrous weekends in the history of sports and Valentine's Day. Because for the first time, the big game and the big day is right back to back. I feel sorry for y'all. Uncle Steve has spoken. It's the perfect storm. So glad I ain't you, boy. I done pulled my ass into this Valentine's Day.
Coming up in 32 minutes after the hour, we'll hear from the nephew and run that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time to run that prank back with the nephew. Hey, Neff, what you got?
First of all, I'm in Huntsville, Alabama. Y'all got to understand, I'm not where y'all at. No, I'm just, this is not a normal morning for me. Okay. Yes, I'm fresh off the mic from last night. That's so stupid, it's still in my veins. You understand what I'm saying? It's pumping, it's flowing, it's going. It's stupid. So we're going to, let's get on right into the stupid business this morning. This prank is
you in Huntsville Super Bowl. Where?
Oh, stand-up comedy, live comedy club, Uncle Steve. Yeah.
Are you there tonight, too?
Tonight, two tomorrow. Back home for the Super Bowl, ready for Valentine's on Monday. I got my plan together. I done bought something already. I got dinner set already. I ain't really stupid. To be honest with you. Okay.
Well,
let me put
that's
stupid
not true,
hat back
silence.
On.
Silence.
You're fun.
yeah. That's not true, but go ahead, though.
Right. You just planned
this
it.
This right here is the Super Bowl trip. Not a call. This is the Super Bowl trip.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to reach a Martina, please. Oh, she's not in right at the moment. Can I take a message or something I can help you with?
Actually, I'm giving a call to make sure I'm double-checking on confirmation for Mr. and Mrs.
No, man. No, that may be a mistake because she's going by herself. I'm not going, so that just should be Mrs. That's all.
Okay. All right, well, I tell you what. We have her scheduled. We wanted to make sure we gave the confirmation. And, you know, with a big weekend like this, we're double-checking and making sure everybody's actually coming and getting their grooms because you know you're subject to get charged for it. And we definitely have the honeymoon suite waiting on her.
Oh, honeymoon suite? Man, we've been married 17 years. What you talking about, honeymoon suite?
Well, we got you.
You say Mr. and Mrs. What's the name on that?
Miss Martina, is that right?
Yeah, that's my wife, yeah.
All right, and we've got Tony as well.
Who the is Tony? My name is Vernon.
Say what now?
My name is Vernon. Who the hell is Tony?
Sir, wow.
I think y'all got the wrong one, man.
Okay, did you guys make reservations here at the hotel and for the Super Bowl weekend?
My wife is going this weekend to be with her sick auntie. That's what she told me. Now, I don't know nothing about no and those, but you know what? Yeah, keep talking to me. Yeah, okay, player, keep talking to me because this is getting real interesting right here. She's coming to
I have Mr. and Mrs. Martina and Tony. They're coming. We have the honeymoon suite here for the Super Bowl weekend. Checking in tomorrow and checking out on Monday.
Oh, no. You know what? This is the right here because, see, like I said, she told me she was going to see her sick auntie. And I told her, cool, I paid for the damn ticket myself. I got my tax return back, and I paid for it my damn self so she can go out there. And you telling me this half of the made reservations and
sir,
I mean, what the hell? I mean, no,
Victor, what's your name again?
My name is Vernon.
Okay, Mr. Vernon, sir, I first of all, I do apologize. I'm just a, you know, I'm a clerk here in the reservations, and basically they just got us calling because it's a big weekend, and, you know, if you don't come in, your card will definitely get charged.
Man, so they got us double check. You know what? Well, y'all better not charge nothing to my card. Don't charge. Matter of fact, I want to cancel this reservation. She can fall back in it as far as I'm concerned. This is the let her walk up in here right now. Let her walk up in here right now because, see, this is
okay,
crazy.
Sir, let's slow down a minute. Let's slow down. Maybe there's just a mistake here. I mean,
no, man. The honeymoon suite at the No wonder. I'm like, she told me she needed $200 for them hotel, I mean, for the hotel room.
Yeah, well, actually, it's, they must be splitting in here. It's about 400 and something a night for this room.
Excuse me? She didn't pay that much for my damn wedding ring.
Wow. Okay. Well, I tell you what, sir. Is there any way I can call back and speak to Martina so
you
I can?
I never in life call back to this. Okay. Because see, if you call back here talking about this, because see, I don't even normally answer this phone. Okay. This is her phone. She went to go run an errand for me. And but don't you never call this phone back again because see, she ain't coming to. Not this lifetime, she's not. But I, you know what? I want to thank you though. I appreciate you letting me in on what's up. Yeah. Knew it.
Okay. Mr. Vernon, can you slow down some, man? Hang on. Okay? Now, listen, what I have to do is I have to talk to the person that made the reservation in order to cancel it.
No, but you can talk to me. You can cancel this right now.
But I need to hear that from Miss Martina
okay.
That it's canceled.
Trust me, when she get back, she's going to be able to talk to you. You can cancel it now. I'm telling you now, cancel it. It ain't going to be no honeymoon, okay? We've been married for 17 years. We got 4 kids, and I'm sitting back here. No, cancel it now. I'm telling you to cancel.
Sir, I cannot cancel it without speaking to her.
I tell you what, your best bet is to cancel that because if you put a charge on it, I'm going to drive to and find your. What's your name?
Excuse me?
What's your name?
I'm Brian, sir.
Brian, if there's one charge on my credit card, I will find you.
Okay, sir. Well, let me Do you have Tony's number where I can call him and maybe.
Man, you know what? You know what? I will have Tony's number in a minute because I got her. Phone. I'm just going through it and find it because this is some and she's going to be living with Tony. So if you call back here, you're not going to get her because she's going to be over there with that.
Okay, sir. Now, there's one more person that's on the that's scheduled on the room.
What? One more person? What are they doing, a threesome?
I'm not sure. Now, I've got another person on scheduled on here.
This can't get no worse. Come on with it.
You want the name of the other person?
I want the name, yes. Come on with it. You told me everything else.
Okay, I got a somebody named Nephew Tommy.
Excuse me?
Hey, man.
Get the f*** out of here.
Vernon, this is Nephew Tommy, man, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife got me to prank phone call you.
I would I'm going to I'm going to DNA out there.
The DNA out of
Hey, man. Okay, that's who she's been talking to on the phone. Yo. All right. Okay. Yeah, you got me.
Hey, Vernon, I got to ask you, what is the baddest, and I'm talking about the baddest man, radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Nah. You know
all right, thank you, nephew. Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO with our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey, in the building, ready for your love questions right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, former CNN anchor Chris Cuomo is demanding a $60 million settlement, okay?
Get your money.
Well, it's going to be 18, but he switched that thing up. And President Biden's administration will not disperse crack pipes to the public. Okay, we'll talk about all of these stories at the top of the hour. Yeah, you heard me. We'll talk about it. Mm-hmm. But right now, it is time for Ask the CLO. Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey is here. Let's get to it. Riley writes, I'm 43, and I've always had a weird relationship with my mother. I feel like she's always been in competition with me for attention. After I got married, she bonded with my husband and they talk and text a lot. My husband knows it hurts me to the core, but he still does it. Am I wrong for being jealous about this?
A mama dog?
I don't really normally recommend this, but I've grown as a person.
What?
You need some type of therapy.
The daughter?
Yeah, because something happened. And now you jealous of your husband texting your mama. I mean, what? I mean, if and he knows it hurts you to the core, but he does it anyway. Either you're overplaying it or other people don't understand the severity of what's going on in your head. And I ain't been to no therapy school or nothing, but something in there is going on and you need to go get some things worked out, because obviously this dude cannot know that this hurts you this deeply and he keeps doing it, because he got to be going, I'm texting your mama back and you don't want me to? Because the average person would love for their husband to have a great relationship with their mother. That would make the family so nice. If everybody got along, you don't want them to get along because you don't get along with your mama. It's something wrong with you. Now, if him and your mama is dating, have another problem. But yeah. I don't think it's with going mama. There. Now, unless your mama that weird where she done took your man.
Mama though?
That has happened. Very rarely do you meet the mama that's finer than the daughter. Very rarely. Mm-hmm. It happens, but rarely though. Woo, that's rare.
All right, moving on.
That's rare.
So you're saying therapy, you're recommending some sort of therapy for this family.
I'm going to tell you right now, all my exes, every girlfriend I've ever had, they mama was safe. Know that. Never crossed my mind. I ain't never looked over there and went, all right now. Never.
Hey, mama. All of them.
All right, moving on to Monique in Toledo. Monique in Toledo says, I think my husband's cheating, so I switched our Amex cards last month, and I was able to see his purchases on the Amex app. He had several $60 to $70 lunches, and he got a $200 cash advance that he didn't mention to me. I put his card back, and now I'm going crazy. Does this sound suspect to you?
Not at all. Not at all. I eat a whole lot of time where lunches be way more than $70. Yeah. Way more. Yeah. So I don't, you tripping. Then the $200 cash advance he ain't tell you about. See, right there, if both y'all working, and this man got to tell you about how he took $200, y'all got some other issues.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's
really.
A lot of money. $200 and not telling us $60. That's
okay, but
a lunch every day, $60?
No, she said I noticed several.
Several.
But see, that's here dumb. We go. See how this, see how we have a suspicious person on our panel here that didn't pick this man's life apart for him to get these couple divorced over some BS like this here. Now, I didn't want to play rich boy on the show, but let's just go over this, how much $200 really is. Tommy said, $200, that ain't but $200. You said $200, a lot of money. So I'm going to stay out of that one, because my opinion of what $200 is ain't going to come into play right now. If $200 is finna break up y'all's marriage, it is pretty much over. Because if you mess around and do $500, I know good and hell well we drawing up some papers then.
Okay.
I ain't even know
you're saying it doesn't sound suspect.
I didn't know you could take it off Amex.
Yeah, I didn't know any of that.
You're saying it doesn't sound suspect to you, CLO.
Not to me.
All right, Judith in Mansfield says, for Valentine's Day, I asked my husband for a couples massage. He said we both gained weight and that's not sexy, so I need to find something else to do. So when he tried to have sex, I told him to go find something else to do. Why did he wait till right before Valentine's Day to tell me I'm overweight?
Oh, this fool's stupid.
Yeah, he didn't.
Well, he is stupid. Yeah. For telling you that y'all both overweight and that ain't sexy.
And go find
I do appreciate the fact that he threw himself in it too. But now, this statement you made when he wanted to have sex, when you told him to go find something else to do, He very well could do that. And now, not that he's supposed to, but don't pass out invitations that you don't want people to accept. I would just say that to you. Now, why did he wait before Valentine's to tell you you overweight? Let's stop this right here. Do it really matter that it's Valentine's Day that he told you that? Or does it matter that you've gained the weight, both of y'all?
Could have been hot.
Now, both of y'all set your big ass up there. You know, Valentine's Day is close right after the holidays. Y'all done ate Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's parties. And y'all have just bought a little membership at the gym, and it ain't kicked in yet. And your ass, let's just tell the truth, your ass is overweight, and so is he. Why did he wait to Valentine's Day? No, it ain't kicked in yet. You can't go to the gym 2 weeks and get slim. Yeah. And then y'all have missed 3 days and stuff because y'all are having burger night, and then Super Bowl finna come up and set all that workout back because y'all finna eat all this again. So really, lady, come on now. You and him are overweight. And the fact that he told you right before Valentine's Day, what that got to do with it?
Well,
now, you all should just act as a couple. Massage. Well, don't nobody want to do that.
But here go a sign.
Oh,
that ain't sexy when you look over there and everybody hanging off the table.
Yeah. If you can't tuck that blanket under you, if they can't get that blanket tucked under you, y'all don't need to be in there on that table. I'm just telling you.
If part of the massage is lifting a side of your body up and putting it back on the table, if that's part of the massage,
this
is too much. You know, if you lay on, like when y'all flip over and you lay on your back, and then the lady got to take your breast and set it back up on your stomach, that don't nobody want to see that. Don't nobody want to see that. I'm just trying to tell you that now. Just all I'm saying.
We got some briskets in here today.
So I think your husband got a point right here, and no need of you being mad at him about that.
All right. Thank you, Theolo. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you.
Set your breast back on your chest.
Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
President Lincoln had a quote that was very famous. It said, "Good things come to those who wait." We all know that, but that is only part of the quote. The full quote is, "Good things come to those who wait, but only the things left by those who hustle." Well, if you're a business owner and want the best people on your team, the same applies. Thankfully, ZipRecruiter puts the hustle in your hiring so you find qualified candidates fast. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's smart technology finds top talent for your roles right away. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's matching technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Let ZipRecruiter give you the hiring hustle you need. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry to try it for free. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning, and now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Stacy thought she had the perfect husband. Doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover for Justin Rutherford to hide behind.
They led me into the house, and I mean, it was like a movie.
He was sitting at our kitchen table. The cops were guarding him.
Stacy learned how far her husband would go to save himself.
I slept with a loaded gun next to my bed.
He did not just say, "I wish he was dead." He actually gave details and explained different scenarios on how to kill him.
He, to me, is scarier than Jeffrey Dahmer.
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Steve Harvey Nation, we've got a new sweepstakes this week. Enter the Steve Harvey Morning Show Silk Sonic Vegas Flyaway for your chance to win an evening with Silk Sonic, that is, of course, Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak, at Las Vegas's Dolby Live Theater. One lucky person and their guest will receive round-trip airfare to Las Vegas, 2 nights hotel accommodations at the Park MGM, and 2 tickets to an evening with Silk Sonic. Enter and get rules at SteveHarveyFM.com. Again, that is SteveHarveyFM.com for all the info. I hope it's you. We'll Well, really, I hope it's me, but I hope it's you. I do. I want to go.
Yeah, we need to go with him.
I know. For real.
Let's do a road trip to Vegas. Let's do that.
Yeah, go.
Let's
see
do
Bruno
it.
Mars.
Woo! Yeah. We haven't done it in so long.
I can't just wait.
What?
Let's do a weekend in Vegas.
Okay, now let me ask just one question. Who has to pay for this?
The person that just
everybody
asked
pay
the
for
question.
Themselves. Everybody pay for themselves. I'll meet you there. I'm good.
No, wait, hold up, Tommy. Hold up, man. Let me back this up.
Okay.
We only have
rich people on the show.
Well, hold on. Listen to me.
What if
I think that I've been a fairly
hold
nice.
On, Steve. Wait a minute. Don't run over there.
Go ahead. Okay.
What was that? What that means, Shirley?
1.5 rich people, you know what that means.
No, explain it, sir.
I missed that one.
Well, we know who
the
one is.
Yeah, we know who
okay.
the one
so
is.
Who the little half-ass rich is? Who is that?
So now, we got to do process of elimination. We know who the one is.
Who the little half-ass rich, sir? Who is that?
When you throw a
you
rock.
You know who it is. You're wasting valuable time about our
go ahead.
Trip.
Go on.
Okay. So I have an idea. I think, this is not bragging, but I think I've been a fairly decent boss over the years with trips.
Yes, absolutely, you have.
We've done to Africa. We've done Paris.
Multiple times. Dubai.
Paris Mexico. Was a wonderful experience. We've done Mexico. Thank you very much.
We've done Bahamas.
St. Thomas.
We've done. Yeah. Okay, cool. So let's go.
Hawaii.
I think that Tommy. Since he said we should do a road trip to Vegas, I think it's time for Tommy to step up and take care of. You don't have to take care of me. I'll take care of myself.
Yeah, I'm cool.
And
I got me.
But Junior, you got you?
Yeah, I got
him. I don't want him to take
so,
care of.
No, thank you.
it don't be right, Carla.
I can't. I thought we were all going to take
gonna
care
put
of
us downtown.
Yeah.
Downtown. Y'all going to be staying at
the room hey. Together.
Yeah, y'all going to be staying at the Golden Nugget.
Yeah.
You come out your hotel being at the Nugget. What's wrong with that?
You come out your hotel superheroes in front of your hotel.
He got no transport.
Right. We at the
girls love to stay together. So a nice room with 2 double beds, they fine with that. They good.
No, that's okay. We're all grown.
Boy, that's it. We don't want him. We don't want him to take care of this dude.
Oh, man.
We all right, coach. We should take care of you.
Okay, so let's do this. No.
Don't you volunteer that. No.
All right, this is what we do.
Buy him a meal in Vegas.
Okay, let's do this. You got no name on it.
Let's take the morning show to Vegas.
Okay.
But now here's the deal. We have to go before March 15th.
Okay, we can do that.
That's like 30-some days. We have to go before March 15th.
Oh, I sure can't pay for him if we less than 30 days. I sure can't pay for him.
Why?
I get mine way out there. Okay.
You don't have 5 on it, Tommy?
5?
Jesus. Okay,
let
me extend
it. March 15th, we're ready.
Okay, hold on, let me extend it. To April, let me look at my calendar. To April. We could go up into.
We
cancel the trip. No, because I already know him. I'm not finna get into this with him.
Okay, hold on.
Well, he ain't gotta go.
I'm good. Let me go. I got it. Let me pull up Southwest right quick. What day you talking about?
No, what's the new airline Spirit and Frontier?
Oh, Frontier Spirit.
Jesus.
See,
I'm not
doing
that.
All right, we're
get a date on for real.
We're going.
And you talking about Vegas? You the one gonna be out all night,
girl?
He will stay.
Look
out.
At him.
I'm gonna come in absolutely towed out.
The late night snack. All right, while you're doing that, I'm going to get to this Chris Cuomo story really quickly. He wants $60 million in his exit from CNN. Page Six is reporting that Chris is not backing down in this battle with CNN. He was fired, you know, back in December for helping his brother fend off sexual harassment allegations. And he's ready to dig his heels in by claiming that his former boss, Jeff Zucker, who just quit last week, not only knew about Chris's dealings with his brother, Andrew Cuomo, but that Zucker had his own inappropriate dealings with him. So Chris Cuomo had, he has $18 million left on his contract. He wants 60 now, $60 million. And a source says he wants Megyn Kelly money. Remember, she got it.
Ooh, she got a lot of money. Well, give me
30
and
get it. Chris. Yeah. Secure
the bag. Get it, Chris.
60?
They should have never fired him.
Watch me take care of my brother when I get to 60. Watch me do it.
Okay.
He's talking about perhaps running for office again.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, a Kentucky congressman tells an Ohio congresswoman to kiss his behind. And he did not say behind. We'll be back right after this.
What do you say, Shirley?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Democratic Congresswoman Joyce Beatty of Ohio put Republican Congressman Hal Rogers of Kentucky on blast. Now, this is after he poked her in the back and told her to kiss my
ass.
Yeah. Yes. While boarding the U.S. Capitol subway system, this happened. Beatty, who chairs the Congressional Black Caucus, said in a string of tweets, "Today, while heading to the White House floor for votes, I respectfully asked my colleague, Representative Hal Rogers, to put on a mask while boarding the train. He then poked my back, demanding I get on the train. When I asked him not to touch me, he responded, 'Kiss my
ass.'"
Beatty went on to say that this is the kind of disrespect we've been fighting for years and indicative of the larger issue we have with GOP members flaunting health and safety mandates designed to keep us and our staff safe. Beatty continued, "When you are ready to grow up and apologize for your behavior, you know where to find me." Now, Rogers later told CNN, "My words were not acceptable," and he said he apologized to Beatty on the House floor, and he expressed his regret to her first and foremost. So there you
go.
Well,
that ain't enough. Now, we're going to do a reenactment of how this conversation could have went.
Okay.
The black lady and the hillbilly from Kentucky. Tommy's the hillbilly, and I'm going to be the woman from the old woman. Go ahead, Tommy.
You know what, Joyce? You can kiss my ass is what you can do.
I tell you what. Pull a little flat pancake-looking thing out. Pull it out.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Well, you said kiss your ass, didn't you? And seeing as how you ain't got no ass, what is you wanting me to do exactly?
It's just a figure of speech is what it is, Joyce.
No, a figure is people who have one. You don't. And figure of speech, I guess you figure you could tell that to me. Well, you figured wrong.
Now, I'm from Kentucky. You're going to respect me now. You put some speck on my name, Joyce. I mean that.
You ain't Birdman. What that supposed to mean? You scaring nobody? You must think you done rolled up on the Breakfast Club or something. That ain't who you is.
Hey, I'm from Kentucky. Me and McConnell will poke our finger anywhere we want to poke it. I tell you that right now.
McConnell ass so old, he lost his ass 30 years ago.
You're starting to scare me now. I don't want to square off on you, but I will. I tell you that right now. I will square off on you.
Listen to me. If you raise your hand to me, I'm going home getting my uncle. And when he come back, you ain't going to believe how little a hole he can fit your whole ass in. You ain't even going to believe it.
Okay. Coming up at 34 minutes after the hour.
He going to pack your little flat ass in your car ashtray is what he going to do.
There's a new comedian on the horizon, and you guys know him, but not as a comedian. We'll tell you who it is right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, guys, rapper, actor, reality star T.I., that's right, T.I. took to the stage at the Laugh Factory in West Hollywood last weekend to try out stand-up comedy. That's right. And to practice. Yep, he's practicing for a big comedy debut
that went down last night. Okay, T.I. was a special guest at Shaq's annual All-Star Comedy Jam at the Microsoft Theater in L.A. last night. It featured comedians like Earthquake, Monique, D-Ray Davis, Bill Bellamy, and Michael Blackson. Earthquake vouched for T.I. by saying T.I. is definitely putting in the work on stage. T.I. is also still rapping, and he has a new album on the way. So rap, add comedian to his credits now.
If Earthquake said, I believe.
Well, Earthquake vouched for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Quake is a beast now.
If anyone should know, he should, right?
Go ahead, Tip.
I didn't know he had it in him.
Yeah. Well, he's an actor, you know.
Yeah, he's an actor. Yeah, exactly. I know he likes words. Okay. He's a wordsmith. I know that.
He's funny on his reality show. When I look at it, he was always funny on that.
Yeah.
His kids.
Sense of humor.
Oh, yeah.
Steve, did T.I. ever reach out to you, or have you talked to him? Because I'm sure he wanted to or tried to sit down with some greats doing this. He's smart enough to know that for sure.
You know, he's talked to a lot of top level people. You know, it's a hard field. It's a very, very hard field. And you got to put in a lot of time to get really good at this. And then you have to be gifted at it. And so, you know, I haven't seen enough of what Tip is doing. Without a doubt, he has the stage presence.
Yeah,
that's not a fear. He has that.
Yeah.
It's just now putting together that set that travels and that set that can make money. And then I would have to know what Tip's, you know, just what his aim is. I mean, what's the goal? You know, if it's a hobby, then it's cool. You know, if you're trying to earn a living at it and make money and become one of the talked about people that do it, then that's a whole nother thing. It's a whole nother thing. But, you know, he has the name recognition already, got name value. He already has stage presence. He already has timing. He's born with timing. These rappers, man, are some of the most gifted people in terms of timing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just timing is, you can't teach timing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't teach timing. That's what makes some of them sound so melodic and so rhythmic. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you just can't.
Storytellers and all.
Yeah, you know, man. So they know how to put stuff together. So he has a lot of that going for him already.
Okay.
So, you know, he has that in him, I know. Mm-hmm. Now, putting together a set, 30 minutes. A whole nother animal. I just have to see what he's doing. That's all it is. But listen to me. This ain't nothing you just run over here and you finna do now.
Mm-hmm.
Unless, like
work.
Earthquake say, you got to put in a bunch of work. They got to call your name a bunch of times before you can understand the stand-up thing.
Yeah, and that's what Earthquake said, that T.I. is definitely putting in the work on stage, so... Wow, I can't wait to see him.
Yeah, I want to see it.
Yeah,
I do.
I want to see him. Yeah,
check it out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Congrats, buddy.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Yeah.
Bring him out.
Himself. Yeah. As we speak, reinventing himself. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to be on a show with Earthquake and Monique, D-Ray Davis, Bill Bellamy, Michael Blackson, that's big. That's pretty big.
Yeah.
And we don't know you as a comedian. You know what I'm saying? Yep.
Well, if all else fails, start rapping. If it all go to hell, start rapping. You know what I'm saying? You get out there, you ain't getting a chuckle. You listening for? Get to rapping. Come bring it back.
You gotta.
That's
back
a way
up,
out.
Tommy.
Just gotta have a way out, just in case. Just get to rapping.
Bring them out. All right. Well, congratulations to T.I. Congratulations. Oh, yeah. Coming up next, it is the nephew who said, start rapping if it all goes south. All right, the nephew is coming up with the prank phone call for today right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up in about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today. The subject is sexy and 70, but he stutters. Okay, we'll get into that. Mm-hmm. We'll get into that in just a bit. But right now, the nephew is here for today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Shirley, before I get him the title of the prank, can I ask you something? Why you look like mahogany this morning with this, all this? Mahogany? Yeah, this fur, this whole.
You mean Diana Ross? Thank you.
you took it as a compliment. Okay.
I did. Because I know you're
prank of the day, let's go, cat dog.
Compliment.
This is Valentine's Day delivery. Valentine's Day delivery. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello. Hello. My name is Eric. I'm giving you guys a call. I got a delivery. I got to make there tomorrow for Valentine's. For who? Kendra? Kendra. Yeah, Kendra lives here. That's my wife. But I didn't order anything for Valentine's Day. I'm supposed to be there between 7 and 7:30. You guys are first on my list tomorrow morning for Valentine's. And I got like 7-8 boxes here that's coming to you all's place. So let me ask you this. Are you at 6 West Dawn? Is that you? Yeah, that's me. But again, there must be some clerical error or typo because like I just told you, man, I didn't boxes in Canada. It's about 7 boxes, but I mean, let's just looking at the total here. It adds up to about $600-something. I mean, I got flowers.
No, partner, I'm just gonna take her to dinner and we just gonna do our thing. But there was no delivery scheduled from me. No, especially not at 7 o'clock. No, partner, you got it. There's something wrong.
Well, are you not gonna be there tomorrow morning, sir?
Oh yeah, I'm gonna be here. But as far as accepting a delivery that I didn't order and didn't pay for, that's not happening, man.
Well, let me say this: I got flowers, 2 boxes that are lingerie, several boxes that are sex toys.
What?
I have all that stuff loaded to be delivered tomorrow at 7 a.m. And
obviously there's a communication breakdown between you and me, player, because I didn't order that. And
right, but you're telling me the problem I'm having is that you're telling me I have the right address. You know the name of the person, Kendra, which is your wife, right?
Yeah, so far so good, man. But as far as me ordering that, dude, I'm not accepting it because I didn't pay for it. I did not order it.
It's already paid. Let me just look at the name here on the Here it is. Here it is right here. Okay, we got Devin.
Who'd you say?
I said Devin. That's who made the purchase.
Oh, no. Okay. That's my wife's ex-husband. So either you and him are in cahoots with each other to do this and try to upset me. But guess what? You succeeded. All right, so I'm going to make this as plain as
possible. No, hang on, sir.
I listen to you, so you listen to me. This is what I want to make abundantly clear to you. I understand you have a job to do, but if you bring those roses and all of that stuff past my house tomorrow, this is what's going to happen. Those roses, those thorns, I'm going to put them somewhere so far up your rear end that the only way that they see sunshine is when you open your mouth. So do not, I repeat, do not, you and Devin, y'all can take this and you can do whatever y'all want with it. Y'all can play with the sex toys. Y'all can do whatever you want to, red roses, petals, and all that other stuff. Y'all can do what you need to. Do not show up at my crib tomorrow because it ain't going to be a happy Valentine's Day for nobody involved. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. As a delivery person, I am obligated to make the drop. I have to make this drop or then I don't get, I get chewed out that I didn't do my job because this stuff is
okay. So
for.
what would you rather be chewed out or have thorns up your rear end?
Let's slow down here. What you're not going to do is tell me what you're going to do to some flowers.
All right. I won't do the flowers. I'll use the sex toys for you. So you got a choice.
Let me say this, Mr. Isaiah.
Flowers or sex toys?
I'm trying to be as professional as possible.
To be as cool as possible, but you ain't listening to me. Bring a delivery. Okay, you can drop them off at the curb, then you get credit for it, and whoever walked past and up and down the street, they can pick it up. But do not come to my front door and ring my doorbell asking me to sign and accept nothing. It ain't happening.
I have to drop them off at the door, sir.
No.
Telling you now, I got to drop them off at the door. The problem I'm having is you telling me you're going to stick some flowers up my ass. Now we got a problem. Just listening to this whole scenario, I'm just curious. Is it possible that maybe Devin does something for her that you don't do?
Hey, man, where are you going at with this? All I'm telling you is to mind your business and don't make this drop.
Why am I delivering stuff that Devin has purchased for her?
Guess what? You need to ask Devin, because he better not show his face up over here. You can take it home and give it to your girl if you want to.
I'm not giving my girl anything that I didn't buy for her. I'm not doing that.
How you think? So if you're not going to give your girl anything that you didn't buy for her, why am I going to accept something for my girl that I didn't buy for her?
I ain't telling you that you got to accept it. All I'm saying is I got to make my delivery.
If you bring it to my house, I got to accept it. And I'm telling you now, don't even bring it to my house.
Maybe Mr. Devin know what she likes. She must
Obviously, she don't like him no more.
She must
be an ex-employee of the flower delivery person, just like he, her ex-husband.
I'm bringing these boxes.
That's all I got to say. Two words for you.
I'm bringing these tomorrow.
Whooping. See, you might as well come on now so you can go home after you get this whooping.
Okay. Let me tell you this. At the end of the day, I'm going to say this here. Tommy already told me your was going to do something like this. He told me that.
Who'd you say? Who the hell
Tommy
is Tommy?
Already told me you was going to act like this.
Who the hell is Tommy?
Nephew Tommy Isaiah. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. And guess what, Isaiah? Your girl Kendra got me to prank phone call you.
You know what? You, Kendra, and Devin, all of y'all can show up tomorrow, and all of y'all gonna get portions of this Valentine's Day. Ooh. You got to give brother a chance to cool down now, man. To my sweet one and only, Kendra, with all that is in me, I love you, baby girl, to death do us part. And it almost came early. But I love you.
Man. Come on, baby. Come on. That's how you do it.
Thorn.
Come on, man. I'm just trying to do my part. This is my job. My job is just to get the boxes where they need to go. That's my job.
But okay? He was crystal clear about the flowers and where
they were going.
Where we going to put them. With these stones.
To you.
Stupid all weekend. I was stupid last night. Going to be stupid some more. Next weekend, laying in the cut, Baltimore Comedy Factory. February 17th, 18th, 19th. Tickets running like crazy already because they know stupid is on the way. Boy, stupid on the come around. Unc, let me tell you something. Once every 5-6 years, stupid come around. It's like Hayless Comet. Every 4-5 years, stupid come around. Here it is. See what I'm saying? Here it is. Stupid coming.
Well, what you call it when you come around?
Same thing.
Stupid.
Because you come around way more than that comet, dude.
I'm talking about daily.
Damn.
Era J.
You're not finna put this off on the comet.
The universe.
Man.
Yes, sir.
All right, coming up next, it is the Strawberry Letter. Sexy and 70, but he still stutters. Sexy and 70, but he stutters. That is the subject. Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning, and now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Stacy thought she had the perfect husband. Doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover for Justin Rutherford to hide behind.
They led me into the house, and I mean, it was like a movie. He was sitting at our kitchen table. The cops were guarding him.
Stacy learned how far her husband would go to save himself.
I slept with a loaded gun next to my bed.
He did not just say, I wish he was dead. He actually gave details and explained different scenarios on how to kill him.
He, to me, is scarier than Jeffrey Dahmer.
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When the Taliban banned music in Afghanistan, millions were plunged into silence. Radios were smashed, cassettes burned. You could be beaten or jailed or killed for breaking the rules. And yet, Afghans did it anyway. This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, sex, work, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. That's all you got to do. And you never know, your letter could be read live on the air, just like this one right here, right now.
Mm-hmm. Come on, nephew. Junior.
Buckle up, hold on tight. We got it for you, the Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, Junior. Subject, sexy and 70, but he stutters. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 62-year-old female in a relationship with a 70-year-old man that is sexy as heck. He loves his tailored suits, and he's got that salt and pepper beard that drives me crazy. For years, he has pursued me, but he was in a relationship, so I didn't take him seriously. Most of our exchanges were over texts and for 3 years until he coerced me into giving him my address and he started sending me flowers and expensive gifts. I was perplexed at first because he didn't want anything in exchange. I asked him why he never made a move and he told me that he's so nervous around me he can't even speak, let alone come in for a kiss. He texted me a few months ago and said he and his girlfriend broke up. So I invited him over for a cocktail. He came and we talked and had a good time. He said the alcohol relaxed him so he wasn't as nervous. A few weeks after that, he was over to the house and we finally kissed and then ended up in my bed. He was very nervous and sweaty, so I took it easy on him. When he tried to talk sexy to me, it came out as a stutter. He started sweating bullets, so I kept on doing anything I could to let him know it was okay and I would take it easy on him. I took off my clothes, and he couldn't get one word out without stuttering. It made for a long night, and he would not stop trying to talk while we were being intimate. I decided to tune him out so I could stay focused because it was bad. The sex wasn't bad. His sexy talk was bad. He put it down, and he's a great lover, but I need him to hush when we're doing it. This happened a few more times during intimacy. He talks fine any other time, so how do I help him relax before sex? Am I way too much for him? I don't think that you're necessarily way too much for him. I just think he's so into you, he gets really nervous. But, you know, I also say that you have a man now that treats you well, dresses well, gives you expensive gifts. He's sexy, you say, and he's a great lover. These are all your words, but he stutters, and that's the only thing wrong with him, and he stutters, but he only does it during intimacy. I don't see that as such a huge problem. I mean, did you hear the part where you wrote that he gives you expensive gifts, and he's sexy, and a great lover, and all that? I just think this man is so very nervous around you. He's been after you for, 3 years, you say? He's been trying to pursue you, and now he's finally got you? He can't believe that he's actually with you. I mean, this means a whole lot to him, and he just gets too excited. That's what I think it is. I mean, that's a high compliment to you and the woman you are in his life. He really, really likes you. So I just say to you, give him time. Have some real conversations with him. Talk about, you know, how you really feel. You both are grown. You're 62. He's 70. You know, throw a couple of cocktails in there like you did before, relax him a bit, and let him get his nerves under control. I just say give him a chance. Be patient with him. He sounds like a really nice older gentleman, and you guys could be good together. Steve?
This is a perfect letter for me because I am a former stutterer. And I had a severe stutter. And just like this man, I didn't stutter all the time. I only stuttered outside my house and when I wasn't around my friends. Now, if I was around my friends, people that I knew and I was comfortable around, no stutter. I went to church, stutter. I went to school, stutter. Anytime I went to an event that I was out of my comfort zone, I stuttered. So this is a perfect letter for me.
Yes, it is.
I know exactly what's happening. I'm finna help you out. You're a 58-year-old, 62-year-old female, and you're in a relationship with a 7-year-old man that is sexy as heck. Got his suits on, everything. You know, salt and pepper beard that drives you crazy. And you say for years he pursued you, but he was in a relationship, so I didn't take him seriously. And you said most of our exchanges were over text for 3 years until he coerced me into giving him my address, and he started sending flowers and expensive gifts. I was perplexed at first because he didn't want anything in exchange. Yes, he did. Ladies, men don't do things for nothing. Everything we do is for a reason. What part of that don't you get? And you're too old to think a man is sending you flowers and gifts and doing wonderful things for you in Texas, and he don't want anything in exchange. Yes, he does. He's just a grown man. He planting seeds. He putting seeds in the ground and covering them with dirt. He is planning on one day reaping a harvest from the seeds he's planted.
All right.
This is what grown men do. Mm-hmm. Unlike young boys, who soon as they throw a seed in the ground, they want to pull the dirt back off of it and eat the seed and wonder why it ain't nothing to it. Well, because you didn't let it turn into nothing. And then you gave him the seed without allowing it to grow into nothing. Now you mad because he done ate the seed. Now he gone and the seed gone. And it's a hole in there.
Hold on.
Now he done left a hole in the dirt. Oh, I'm preaching today.
Oh, yes, you are. Amen.
You better hear me now.
All right, we'll have part two of Steve's sermon coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. The subject for today's Strawberry Letters, sexy and 70, but he stutters. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve, former stutterer. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. Sexy and 70, but he stutters.
62-year-old woman in relationship with a sexy 70-year-old man, salt and pepper beard driver, absolutely crazy. This man been running after her for 3 years, but he in a relationship, so she never took the man seriously. Finally, he coerced her into giving him his address, and then all of a sudden, he starts sending flowers and gifts to the house, and she said she was perplexed at first because he didn't want anything in exchange. And I told you before, yes, he did. He wanted something in change, but he old school player. He been planting seeds. All them gifts and all them stuff he been sending to the house and all them texts was him putting seeds in the ground, expecting one day for the seeds to grow and he would benefit from the reaping the harvest. Unlike young dudes who put a seed in the ground and then go and eat the seed and expect something to show up. And you being the woman who got the seed planted, lets him come back and eat the seed before anything then grew out of it. Now you mad at him because he gone, your seed gone, and it's a hole in the ground.
Who preach?
Okay.
So now you mad. But you didn't let the seed push up through the dirt and turn into crop. And you let him have a seed. Now you got nothing. Well, grown man to figure out how to do it. So then finally I asked him why he never made a move, and he told me he was so nervous around you he can't even speak, let alone come in for a kiss. He texted me a few months ago, said him and his girlfriend broke up. You invited him over for a cocktail. He came, y'all talked, had a great time, And then he told you that the alcohol relaxed him. So a few weeks after that, he was over to the house and we finally kissed and he ended up in my bed. He was very nervous and sweaty, so I took it easy on him. Now, here's a woman that starts to give herself credit. Mm-hmm. She just wants credit. I took it easy on her. I put it on him. I could have took him out, but I didn't. I let him live. I let him survive this one. You don't know who you messing with. How could have he could have had a stroke over my house or a heart attack or something. You know, that's what I do. I put it on you where you can't breathe good. I take your sisters away from you. This is all her thinking while she was writing this letter. I take your sisters away from you. I had you sitting up in there thinking your ass got COVID. You won't have taste or smell. This what I am. Yeah, girl, you don't know who you mess with. I'm a COVID case. I had your ass on the ventilator. This is what she thinking in her mind while she texting this letter. So she ended up in the bed. He was very nervous and sweaty. I took it easy on him. When he tried to talk sexy to me, it came out as a stutter. Now, here is where my expertise is finna come in. When he tried to talk sexy, it came out as a stutter. He started sweating bullets, so I kept on doing anything I could to let him know it was okay, and I would take it easy on him. So, like, you ain't even really put it on him yet. That's what you keep trying to tell us about this letter. So I took off my clothes, and he could not get one word out without stuttering.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Girl, look at him. Because he's 70 now. So he ain't, these ain't big words. These is old Lord phrases. He uses a 70-year-old phrase. What you talk about?
Watch out,
girl!
There now.
You make me have stroke. Boy, I'm it's about to pop off in here. So anyway, it made for a long night, and he would not stop trying to talk while we were being intimate. I decided to tune him out so I could stay focused while we was in bed. The sex wasn't bad. His sexy talk was bad. He put it down. He was a great lover, but I need him to hush when we're doing it. This happened a few more times during the intimacy. He talks fine any other time, so how do I help him to relax before sex? Am I way too much for him? No, you ain't way too much for him. You said he put it down. And the reason you keep coming back is because he put it down. So let's take yourself off the credit screen. Quit trying to roll the credits with your name on it. No, you ain't too much. He got you, and he keep coming back. The problem is stuttering is caused by anxiety. Stuttering is not a physical condition. Okay. It's all mental. Stuttering is caused from anxiety. Mm-hmm. People who grow up and hold on to stuttering long times never master the anxiety portion of it, so they keep the stutter going. And once you stutter, and you know you stutter, and you know it causes a reaction in people, every time you get ready to talk, you stutter because of the anxiety you have for the reaction you know you're going to get when people hear you talk. And so now the stutter is produced even before you talk. Now, when y'all ain't talking about nothing that causes anxiety, he fine. Mm-hmm. Sex causes him anxiety because he got to perform. All you have to do is simply say, hey, I don't like talking while we're having sex. Now, you putting it down like you're supposed to, I would prefer to have sex quietly so I can just enjoy myself. Guess what? Now, he thinking he need to talk sexy, and he full of anxiety, and he can't. By the time he tell you what he finna do, he done probably already done it.
Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Now, coming
I need
up next,
Tommy here, boy, because that would have been good.
Tommy would have did it.
He studied good.
Coming up next, it is Sports Talk with Junior right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Time now for Junior and Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
Well, it's only one thing to talk about, Unc. It's the game Sunday.
Yes.
You know what it is. Super Bowl, yeah. Cincinnati Bengals, Los Angeles Rams at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles, man. Do you want Pippen to come in?
Let me go get him.
Oh, please.
What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up, everybody? What's up, ladies?
Hey, Pippin.
What's up, Shirley? What's up, Carla? What's up? You know, what's up? Pippin? Hey, Mississippi, what's going on with you? What's up, Junior?
What's happening, Pippin?
Oh, ain't nothing going on, man. Big game this weekend, man. You know what I'm saying? It's what it's all the Pimps Picks has always been about, man.
You know what, Pimpin? I enjoyed you all year long, man, picking with us, man. You did an outstanding job this year, Pimpin.
You know something, man? Thank you, man. You know what I'm saying? I try to pick them, you know, like I pick them. You know what I'm saying? I when it comes to picking, who better?
Yeah, well, Pimpin, let me ask you something, Pimpin. Before we get to your picking.
I choose you, baby.
That's your song, man.
Who else better to pick than somebody that's been picking? Go ahead. What's up, Junior?
Pimpin, how do you get ready for Super Bowl Sunday? What's your outfit going to be like for this Super Bowl?
Oh, I got a special. The jacket is already made.
Oh, okay.
My jacket is made from all 55 former Super Bowl tickets. The whole jacket is from 55 Super Bowls that they just stitched them together because I done been to all of them. Yeah. And I put them all together, and it's called a super ass bowl ass jacket. Because it's just so much on it going on, man. So many memories. Man, that's a super ass bowl ass jacket, man. That's just,
I love it's, that, gonna, Pippin.
It's
I
love nasty, it. Man. It's just.
Pippin, did you go into the game?
Oh, and it's going to have fur on the collar. Am I going to the game?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, I'm going to the game, dog.
Okay.
I'm going to all the games. I'll be at the games. You can't miss me. Man, I'm the only one going to have that jacket on. And I'm going to have white fur collar on it.
The tickets are expensive.
Real fur. Oh, I get in complimentary, dog. I got a partner that bootleg tickets. I got tickets.
All right,
I'm
going to
get in.
Go
I ain't
going
to be in no chair. I'm going to just walk the whole game because I need people to see this.
Oh, no.
I need everybody to see this jacket.
Give us the pick, Pimpin.
I'm walking from end zone 50 down to the field all the way back up. You know,
you gonna see this jacket.
I had to come back from my pick, man. I didn't talk too long about my super ass bowl ass jacket.
We'll be back with more sports talk with Junior and Pimpin right after this.
All the way up to the 50.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning, and now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Stacy thought she had the perfect husband. Doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover for Justin Rutherford to hide behind.
They led me into the house, and I mean, it was like a movie. He was sitting at our kitchen table. The cops were guarding him.
Stacy learned how far her husband would go to save himself.
I slept with a loaded gun next to my bed.
He did not just say, I wish he was dead. He actually gave details and explained different scenarios on how to kill him.
He, to me, is scarier than Jeffrey Dahmer.
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When the Taliban banned music in Afghanistan, millions were plunged into silence. Radios were smashed, cassettes burned. You could be beaten or jailed or killed for breaking the rules. And yet, Afghans did it anyway. This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, come on, Junior and Pimpin' finish up?
Yeah.
Your sports on, talk?
You thought I, Junior, you thought I was going to be up here without this music, man. You got to be crazy. It's theme song, baby. So you was talking about everything, my jacket and everything. You asked me why I was. But, you know, like I said, I'm just going to be walking the whole game. End zone to end zone, 50-yard line, back up to the top, in the rafters, all the way through. I'm going to walk through all the suites.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to come down. I'm going to walk on the edge of the field. You know, they trip sometimes. They don't let you on the field in Super Bowl. You know.
Yeah. You got all access?
All access?
No, I ain't got all access. I just know how to get them. You know, I know how to, I know how to move.
But what if you distract? You're going to be a distraction with the coat on and everything to the
player. Yeah, I'm going to be a distraction. That's the whole purpose of the walk.
At halftime.
No, I'm going to stand still for halftime out of respect.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, because them rappers is going to be on the show. You know, I got to get somewhere safe in case they start shooting, you know.
Gotcha.
Oh, goodness.
They ain't like the old school now. Them dudes right there. Snoop cool, but it's Snoop's boys, though. Them who you got to worry about.
Gotcha.
You know, all them Crips in the parking lot, Crip walking, Bloods over there driving red cars, arguing and stuff outside. Hell no. And it's over there by the phone.
So you know what
you're the police going to have all that shut off. Them come over there with that old gang banging action. Not at the Super Bowl. Be your last damn bowl. Anyway, so that's what I'm going to be doing. Yeah, what up, Junior?
Who you got in the Super Bowl?
Man, this is a hard one here, Junior, because I don't even care. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no dog in this fight. I ain't got no horse in this race. I ain't got no money in this game, man. So this is hard. Now, I'm going to tell you what's happening, because I'm from Cleveland. A lot of my homies and stuff is from Dayton, Cincinnati, and they Bengals fans. So I done told all of them that I'm pulling for the Bengals. But just between us, I lied, because I really don't give a damn. You know what I'm saying? So what I was talking about, man, was really, man, the Stafford story is so good.
It is.
And Joe Burrows, he got time. He young. Stafford been suffering in Detroit, which is my favorite city. You know what I'm saying? He been suffering in they tried to ruin OBJ's career up here in Cleveland. He got out. Then they went out and traded Von Miller from Denver, and he thought he'd be a Bronco the rest of his life. He was heartbroken driving away from the facility.
Yeah.
And now all them is in L.A., man. You know what I'm saying? That's a pimp story right there, man.
It is.
And then, you know, the Rams gave up all them draft picks to get Stafford out there, and now they ass in the Super Bowl. So I just got to tell you, homie, in my heart of hearts, the Los Angeles Rams, pimp, I'm just talking about
for Detroit,
Super Bowl champs for Stafford, for Detroit.
Yeah.
For a piece of Cleveland, OBJ, for Von Miller, when they tried to ride him out of Denver like he was hurting, he ain't have it no more. See, I like, you know, them comeback stories when they write you off like they done wrote off your boy Steve and everything. You know how they do him all the time. And now all them comebacks and all that, because a comeback, a setback ain't nothing but a set up. For a comeback. That's all that is, Pippen.
Come on, Pippen.
L.A. Rams, man, all the way in my heart. I'm pulling for Stafford, Odell Beckham Jr., and Von Miller. And that boy, Aaron Donald, that's all he needs.
Man-child Aaron Donald.
What? Man, I'm telling you, I met him at the NFL Honors with Steve. He ain't no huge-ass man.
Yeah.
But when he put them pads on, he about 6'11", 485 pounds of angry-ass human being.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Hey, I got to go, man. That little girl in my ear, she said 10 seconds, so I got to get on out of here.
That's
You don't out on her, it'd be a problem.
We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning
I'm going to have to talk to her separate, get her lined up, because she out of line with me. You know what I'm saying? But I'm
coming up in 20 minutes after.
I heard you.
That was for me.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, the newest Forbes list of the highest paid entertainers is out. And Jay-Z, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and Kanye all grab spots among the top five. Okay.
Altogether, the 25 highest paid entertainers earned a combined amount of $4.4 billion with a B before taxes and fees in 2021, the vast majority of whom did it without creating anything new. Here are a few of the ballers on that list. Jay-Z at number three with $340 million last year. Dwayne The Rock Johnson at number four with $270 million. All right. Kanye West at number five with $235 million. All right. Tyler Perry is number eight with $165 million. Shonda Rhimes, number 18 with $81 million.
How would you like to be number 18?
I would love it.
I would love it.
I'm gonna have.
How many is on the list, Shirley?
It's a whole bunch of 25.
I could be 25. 25. Steve.
Yeah.
I'd be number 18, but I got number four attitude.
Right.
I'm number 18, but I got number four's attitude.
That's right. What you thinking, Steve?
You know, I look at the top numbers and Jay-Z leading at 400 something. The two people that's got 270 and 235, that's the same money. That's the exact same money.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, if you got 180 million, you can do the same thing the person could do with the 270 million. Please understand.
We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show. 33 minutes after, we'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, time for Would You Rather. Would you rather watch mafia movies, gangster movies all weekend, or would you rather watch westerns all weekend?
Man, gangster.
I'm mafia.
Gangster.
All day.
Yeah. Okay. Man, my father-in-law was over. We had to watch these damn westerns. Which is hard to do, man. Like, you know, like you ever been in the room and you hear, pow, pow.
And the swinging don't hit right, huh? Swinging don't hit right. It's a late sound after the hit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just
bing.
The fight ain't right.
That's the punch.
Yeah. Sound like you watching Batman.
We start
this
off.
Yeah,
I watch gangster mafia movie all day, sure.
Yeah.
All right. Would you rather ride the mega bus from Atlanta to L.A.
B.
Or would you rather travel to the moon for 2 days? B?
Get on that mega bus, my bad.
Yeah.
I had to get back up on that damn mega bus, man, and write me some jokes. Sit up on that. I'm going to have to wear like faux mask and a hazmat suit.
No pee breaks, nothing.
I got to lock it in. I'm going to get me a Depend. And I'm not getting up, and I'm going to have all my food fed to me intravenously. And I'm not fitting. I'm going to sit in the back. No, you can't sit in the back, not over that wheel. Oh, jeez, that's a rough ass.
It's hot.
I need that front seat across from the driver, right by the door.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to need my luggage and boom box in the seat next to me.
You playing your own music on the bus, huh?
No, I ain't going to play no music. I just want to make sure don't nobody sit there. That's how I used to ride the bus before.
Junior, you're on the bus?
I'm on this bus.
What about you
now? I'm going to the moon. I'm going to see something I ain't seen. It ain't but 2 days. It's going to take them 2 days to get to L.A. from Atlanta. 3 days.
By the time you get to L.A., you'll be back. You'll be back.
Right.
Open that door and let your little ass out. What you gonna do then?
All right. Would you rather have a leaked sex tape of you when you were younger, or would you rather upload all the pictures from your phone to a shared family photo from your phone now?
What are you talking about?
Because I'm bringing it at 20.
What family are you talking about? If I upload all these damn pictures,
it's just your family. Your family.
No, my wife and kids.
I won't have a family no more. No.
if you leak the pictures in your phone,
you ain't gonna be able to run this sex tape if you ain't got no VHS. If you ain't got no VCR, you ain't gonna be able to run that.
Well, let me tell you something. Hey, dog. Let me tell you something. It might not even be on reel to reel.
Oh goodness!
I don't even know if they had VHS out.
All right. That's today's version of Would You Rather. Coming up, it is our last break of the day. And at 49 minutes after the hour, we'll get some closing remarks from the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning, and now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Stacy thought she had the perfect husband. Doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover for Justin Rutherford to hide behind.
They led me into the house, and I mean, it was like a movie. He was sitting at our kitchen table. The cops were guarding him.
Stacy learned how far her husband would go to save himself.
I slept with a loaded gun next to my bed.
He did not just say, I wish he was dead. He actually gave details and explained different scenarios on how to kill him.
He, to me, is scarier than Jeffrey Dahmer.
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, that's it. It's a wrap. Last break of the day. Good day, good week.
Yeah.
Big game weekend, Valentine's Day weekend. Mm-hmm. A lot of big things happening this weekend.
Yep.
And happy Valentine's Day, you guys.
So, ladies, let me ask y'all a question about Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. Why is it that Valentine's Day, the pressure of Valentine's Day, is squarely on the man's shoulder?
That's a really good question, Steve. That's a good question.
Because I don't get my husband anything.
I get a card.
It's a good question because you don't get him nothing.
He lays it out for me, but I don't get him. Anyway.
Right, but you expect.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. I guess
that's,
I don't know,
that's been amazing.
It's a love holiday.
Yeah, but ain't I supposed to be her Valentine, too? Mm-hmm.
You're going to get your gift, but it may not come in a store, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Wifely duties is what she's saying. It could be your gift.
But I'm just saying, you know, maybe because, I don't know, because men like to show their women how much they love. And women love that attention. I mean, you know, we have the babies, you know, we do all that. We take care of your home. We take care of you, things like that. So it's just another way to express your love to a woman.
In actions, showing us. Yeah.
Right. Love is a verb. That's right, girls.
Okay. Just wanted to get y'all's opinion on it. Y'all ain't going to do a damn thing. No, they're not going to do nothing.
I'll get a card. I will get him a card.
I'm about to give a damn about your card, yeah. You know,
well, if you're doing your wifely duties, I mean, that's cool. That's
a lot of love right there.
Right. Aren't you happy with that?
So, they just told you don't do
anything. I am.
You don't do nothing.
See, that's what I'm saying. My husband.
You don't contribute nothing
to
the family.
Yeah, but fall asleep though and see what kind of problem we're gonna have. Be laying over there looking upside the back of your head like, hey. All these rose petals in his bed and all this ran, all this bath
all this
water and all this hair.
So beautiful.
All these dinners and stuff. Ooh, I'm tired.
I love that you're so romantic and it never gets old to you. And I love that. You know, to me that's...
Well, I try to find new ways, you know, to show that I care, you know, because... it's definitely the thought that counts, and that came from women. So I know that. I've understood that. I try to teach it to young cats around me. It's the thought that counts, and
but
that came from
think,
women.
You gotta, Steve, don't you think Valentine's Day is like it's a day, it's like a reason for men to be like super, like over the top romantic?
Well, like, you know, I mean, like it's like this. It's like Christmas, we have to show it.
Yeah.
New Year's Eve, we have to show up something. For your birthday, we have to show up with something.
Right.
For anniversary, we have to show up with something. Mm-hmm. A man has to get an anniversary gift, a woman don't. That's just know that. Mother's Day is coming. We have to do that. Right. Valentine's Day is coming. And so, you know, we have several times in the year where it's on us to really prove it. Now, we get gifts on Christmas, too, so I'm not saying that.
Of course, and your birthday.
But it's that way. So, you know, you know,
I will say this. Out of all those holidays you mentioned, Valentine's Day, for me, I'm speaking for me, is like the least important. And that's seriously.
Say it is. What'd you say now?
I said, out of all those holidays you mentioned, like anniversary, Christmas, uh-huh. your birthday, all uh-huh. of that, Valentine's Day for Ranky. Me is like the least.
Okay, now, fellas, that heard those. That comment right there.
That's just for don't, me.
I'm just talking. I ain't talking to you right now, Shirley. I'm talking to the fellas that's listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show that just heard that comment. Uh-huh. Don't put that in your thought process.
Don't believe it.
No.
Don't believe that. Don't let it. Shirley get Ranky. Your ass whooped by this damn. Listen to me. Oh. I know what you're saying, Shirley,
yeah,
and you're perfectly
too.
Right for yeah. you, and mm-hmm. I'm glad you exempted yourself and said for you. That don't apply to no other damn woman on planet Earth. Now, what Shirley's saying is, of the days that we announce in order of significance or important, mm-hmm. Valentine's Day ranks the lowest.
Yeah.
Right. Key word, ranks the right. lowest.
Oh, yeah. It's up there.
It yeah. don't fall off the list.
No.
It is ranked.
Still expect it's something
yeah,
for
it's
sure.
still ranked.
Yes. yes.
But now, if you want to now miss Valentine's Day and find out what the ranking is.
Yeah, Christmas is first, my birthday, you know, anniversary, things like that. Yeah.
But you know what I think too with Valentine's Day, when you if your man does all these things super romantic, it proves it kind of makes you feel as a woman you picked the right guy, like you got the man, uh-huh. you know, like I did good, my man doing his thing. You know, it kind of validates that, too.
Yeah, because there are a lot of men, and I've heard this from, that don't, and I know this is an excuse, but they don't, I don't need anybody telling me what a special day to get you anything. I buy you stuff 365 days of the year. It don't have to be a special day. You know, I don't want to hear any of that.
I'm sure
you don't buy no woman nothing 365 days a year. That's not true. Now, do I provide for this family 365 days a year? Yes.
Right.
But there are days where you have to specifically do for her. That doesn't include the children, the household account. You know, they got that you go out here, you working, and you keeping a roof over everybody's head. And you might be the main breadwinner and all like that. That's cool right there, But on them days where they have to be made to feel special, they need to. Hey, it's Valentine's weekend, the Super Bowl weekend. Fellas, don't forget, make your Valentine's Day better, more important than Super Bowl week. And, you know, unless you're married to somebody that play professional football, fellas, you got to really make this Valentine's Day shine. Period. All right? Talk to God. He'd love to hear from you. Peace.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning, and now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Justin Rutherford. Doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover to hide behind.
Detective Weaver said, "I'm sure you know why we're here." I was like, "What in the world is going on?"
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said, "My head should be cut off."
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Guess what, Will?
What's that, Mango?
I've been trying to write a promo for our podcast, Part-Time Genius, but even though we've done over 250 episodes, we don't really talk about murders or cults.
I mean, we did just cover the Illuminati of cheese, so I feel like that makes us pretty edgy. We also solve mysteries like how Chinese is your Chinese food and how do dollar stores make money? And then, of course, can you game a dog show?
So what you're saying is everyone should be listening.
Listen to Part-Time Genius on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Melissa Fumero.
And I'm Stephanie Beatriz. You may know us from television.
Nine, nine.
And now we're here
with our very own podcast, More Better with Stephanie and Melissa.
Join us as we take on topics like listening to yourself,
the challenge of self-care,
and making friends as an adult.
We're going to share our struggles.
We're going to speak to experts,
and we're going to share everything we learn with you.
Listen to More Better with Stephanie and Melissa on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone in our country has a voice. It's something that says not just where you come from, but who you are. Welcome to NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of podcasts and a celebration of the hosts in journalism who've always spoken truth to power. Our voices are as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as the Black experience, and stories should never be about us without us. Find NPR Black Stories, Black Truths on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.